This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Setting Personal Goals by Faith.
Welcome to 40 Days of Transformation. Actually, it's 50 Days of Transformation. I have been excited about this. I've been working on this series for almost 2 years. And I want you to know that I'm more excited about where we're going in the next 50 days than anything since we did 40 Days of Purpose. Our theme verse for the next 50 days is going to be Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2 is going to be our memory verse for this week. Let's read it aloud together, Romans 12, 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, let's read it again. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants you to be a nonconformist. He wants you to be a nonconformist. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. You'll either be conformed or you're going to be transformed. You see, God created you to be unique. God created you to be special. God created you to be like nobody else. You have a unique voice print, thumbprint, handprint, heartbeat. God doesn't make clones. Man does, but God doesn't make clones. And God says, I want you to be unique, not conform to anybody else's idea of what you should be. But the problem is, we all start off as originals, but we end up as copies of other people. And we get conformed and we get pressured and we get pushed into a mold. Now, during the next 7 weeks, we're going to look at seven key areas of your life and the changes that you need to make, want to make, and can make because of God's power in your life. We're going to look at your spiritual health. We're going to look at your physical health, mental health, emotional health. We're going to talk about transforming the way you think, transforming the way you feel. We're going to talk about financial health, transforming the way you look at and use money. Relationships, relational health, vocational health, your career, and where you're going for the rest of your life. Now, let me explain to you where we're going. We're going to look at seven key areas of your life, but we also have seven key features that are going to help you grow. What I want to do today is explain to you why you must set goals for your life. And God says it. It's very clear in the Word of God why you must do it and the changes it'll make in your life and the power that it will do. So this is all about the future. A lot of times we talk about problems and pressures in your life. This series is about your potential. This series is about your possibilities. This series is about your future, making the best of the rest of your life. So I'm very excited about it. Now, I want to begin by giving you the six reasons why you need to learn how to set goals in your life. Number one, the Bible says six things about goal setting. Number one, the Bible says that goal setting is a spiritual responsibility. Goal setting is a spiritual responsibility. Did you know that God sets goals? God has goals for the universe. God has goals for planet Earth. God has goals for history. God has goals for eternity, and God certainly has goals for your life. The Bible tells us that Jesus set goals. In fact, he often announced publicly what his next goal was. I'm going to do this now. I'm going to do this now. And I'm going to do this now. He publicly would announce in advance what his goal was for the next phase of his ministry. Every person who walked with God in the Bible, you can find examples of being goal-directed. But let me just give you one example. The Apostle Paul. Philippians chapter 3, it says this. I know that I'm not yet what God wants me to be. Hang on. Anybody agree with that? I know that I'm not yet what God wants me to be. I haven't reached that goal, but I keep moving toward it to make it mine because Christ made me and saved me for this. Now, I know that I haven't reached my goal, but there is one thing I always do. Forgetting the past and straining toward what is ahead, I keep my eyes focused on the goal so that I may one day win the prize that God has called me to receive through Christ in the life above. Now, all of you who are spiritually mature should think this same way too. I want you to circle three things: that goal, my goal, and the goal. Paul was goal-oriented. He says, I haven't reached that goal. I haven't yet reached my goal. And my focus, my eyes are focused on the goal. Why is it important for you to set a goal? Because it's a spiritual responsibility. You're going to go through life either by design or by default. You're either going to set goals and you're going to decide what's important for your life, or other people are going to decide it for you. If you don't have goals for your life, you are abdicating control of your life to somebody else and other things. If you don't have goals for your life, you're not living, you're just reacting. You're just existing. If you don't have clear goals for your life, you're just coasting through life. You are drifting through life. And whenever you're coasting, you're always going downhill. If you don't have goals for your life, you have already decided to let other people run your life. Because you don't know what's important, so you're going to let them decide. And you react to circumstances, and you go through your whole life wasting your life because you haven't clarified what's important. This is a very important spiritual discipline. You're allowing others to direct your life. The Bible says to be spiritually mature. He says, all of you who are spiritually mature should think the same way. I set my goal, I strive toward my goal, I move toward my goal, I keep my eyes focused on the goal. That's what Paul said, probably the greatest Christian who ever lived, next to Jesus himself. Number two, goals are statements of faith. Goals are statements of faith. A lot of people think, well, goal, isn't that like a business thing? Isn't that like a secular thing? Isn't that something athletes do? No. This is a spiritual habit that you need to develop. And goals are statements of faith. In other words, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, when you set a goal, what you're saying is, I believe, that's faith, I believe that God wants me to accomplish such and such by such and such a time. That's a statement of faith. A goal is a statement of faith. This is what I believe God is going to do in my life. Goals aren't just a statement of faith. They stretch your faith. And the bigger your goal, the more your faith will be stretched, and that pleases God. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if you don't have any goal, you don't need any faith. And if you don't need any faith, the Bible says it's impossible to please God. In fact, in Romans 14, it says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So if I'm going through life without having to need any faith, if I don't have any goals, I don't need to take any risks. And if I don't take any risks, I don't need any faith. And if I don't have any faith, I am being unfaithful. You see how important it is for you to have a goal in every area of your life? Now, here's a goal-stretching verse. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. God can do anything. Far more than you could ever imagine. I don't know, I can imagine some big things. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or dare to request in your wildest dreams. I don't know about you, But I can imagine some pretty big things. I'm a pretty big dreamer. Nobody has ever accused me of being a small thinker. I've always had big dreams. And yet God says, Rick, you think of the greatest thing, of the greatest dream I could do in your life. And guess what? I can top that. I can beat that. I can do anything far more than you would ever imagine or guess or dare to request in your wildest dream. Let the size of your God determine the size of your goal. You let the size of God determine the size of my goal. Many years ago, when Saddleback decided to buy this land, it's 120 acres. To buy 120 acres in Orange County would seem like nonsense to most people. And when we, as a church, decided to buy this 120 acres, because we were just not a very big church at the time. And I remember the word got out in the community that this little group of people called Saddleback was buying 120 acres. And the question was going through the community, who do they think they are? And I thought, that's the wrong question. The question is not, who do we think we are? The question is, who do we think God is? Who do we think God is? Big God, big goal. Tiny God, tiny goal. No God, no goal. Let the size of God determine the size of your goal. I guess what I want to say to you as your pastor, as somebody who loves you, and I want the best for your life, and I want you to succeed in life, is during the next 50 days, I dare you to dream great dreams. I dare you. Stop your puny little thinking. Stop being in a little bitty box. Well, I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not handsome enough, or I'm a woman, or I'm a guy, or whatever. Stop all your arguments and start dreaming what God could do in your life if you would just trust him. To me, hell would be if God were to show me all I could have accomplished in my life if I just believed him a little bit more. That would be hell. We limit God by our unbelief. Now, there are two common mistakes we make in goal setting. We set them too low, and we try to accomplish them too quickly. As your pastor, I am urging you in the next 50 days, and each week we're going to set a goal in each of the seven areas. You'll set one for your area. I challenge you to dream big dreams for God, and I challenge you to think bigger than you ever thought before so that you have to trust God. See, I live my life in such a way that I am bound to fail unless God bails me out. I can't tell you how many times I've painted myself into a corner when everybody goes, who does he think he is? What is he? I mean, look at what he's trying to do. Like one time we said, hey, let's be the first church in 2,000 years to go to every nation. Nobody had ever done that. We did it. Why? Because we set a goal and God helped us. And I have spent my life dreaming great dreams, and it's amazing what God can do in your life if you will do that. Now, here's the cool thing. Dreaming doesn't cost anything. Doesn't cost you any money. Doesn't cost you a penny. You can dream great dreams. What do I dream about in my relationships? What do I dream about in my career? What do I dream about in my finances? What do I dream could happen in my relationship with God? How would I want to look? How healthy would I want to be? All these things. Dream great dreams. You see, we overestimate what we can do in a year, and we underestimate what you can do in 10. So instead of thinking puny little tiny goals and trying to accomplish them instantly, my challenge to you is get a big goal for your life and then spend the rest of your life going after it. I did. When I was 25 years old and I moved here and started this church with no member, no money, nobody, and I set a 40-year goal for this church. When I was 25, that seemed like an eternity. Goals are statements of faith. By the way, the difference between a goal and a dream is you put a deadline on it. Now, if you don't have a date, a deadline on your goal, it's not a goal, it's just a dream. Now, dreams are good, but you need both. Now, here's what the Bible says, Matthew 9:29. According to your faith, it will be done to you. According to your faith, it will be done to you. God says, you get to choose how much I bless your life. how much I transform your life. Great faith, there'll be great transformation. Nothing happens in your life till you start dreaming. God says you get to choose. According to your life, your faith, it will be done. So I'm going to encourage you that when we start setting one goal a week over the next 7 weeks, don't miss any of these, that you ask the question, will this require me to have faith? Is it such a big dream that I'm bound to fail unless God helps me? I'm really going out on a limb. Don't ever be afraid to go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. Fruit is not at the trunk. You don't get the fruit by playing it safe. It's out on the limb. Never be afraid to rock the boat if Jesus is your captain.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. In just a moment, Rick is going to tell you about a recent $100,000 matching grant from a very generous listener. But first, he's going to share with us how God has been using your financial gifts to help us share Christ with people around the world. Here's Rick.
Hi, friends. Would it surprise you to know that there are entire groups of people who have never heard about Jesus still in our world today? I'm talking about the small tribes of less than 100,000 people in many, many distant places who have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. That means there's not a single Christian among them. There is no church. They have no Bible. There is no believer. Can you imagine that? Would you help me reach these unreached, unengaged people? You know, one of the reasons I started Daily Hope was to find partners who would help us take the hope of the good news, of the gospel, to the whole world, to the final frontier, these unreached, unengaged tribes. Jesus wants us to witness to all nations and to all people. He never made a person he didn't love. He never made a person he didn't want saved. And Jesus died so that all may be saved. But people can't follow Jesus if they've never heard about him. And they've never heard of God's grace, how can they receive it? So I'm asking you to help me in this finishing the task project. Thank you for your support. You know, Daily Hope is now reaching over 34 million people each month through Daily Hope audio teachings and our email devotionals. But we're only able to do this because of your partnership with Daily Hope. We're working together to help us fulfill the Great Commission. Imagine when you get to heaven, somebody comes up to you and says, I just want to thank you. I'm here because you cared enough for someone like me. You prayed and you gave and you shared and you sacrificed, and I'm in heaven because of you. Will that be worth it? Even as we rejoice in the success, we need to remember that there's still billions of people who need to know Jesus. And we got to keep going. So I'm asking you prayerfully to consider giving the biggest gift you've ever given or that you can give before the end of this year. As I said, there are still about 3,000 unreached people groups that have either few or no believers in them. We've been able to reach about 600 of those tribes, making sure there's a Christian living among them who speaks their language and can help them understand the Bible. But that's just the first step. The truth is, an unreached people group isn't considered reached until it has a healthy church, a body of Christ, that's able to plant new churches within that group. So to help that happen, we're working on translating spiritual growth tools into about 200 new languages for people who have virtually no Christian resources available. Think of all the Christian books you could buy at Christmas this year. Or think of all the books you could pass on at birthdays. These are so available in English, but we need to translate them in all the other languages. These translations are strategic, that we've selected ones to share the gospel and to help disciple new believers where it is most needed right now. Now, these resources are also going to help young pastors grow and train others to build the church in their nations and in their groups. Now, we've made a lot of good progress. Well, we got a lot of work ahead of us in this task, and it is a monumental vision. I can't do this by myself. I need your help. It's a timely vision. It's a global vision. But every vision, listen, requires provision. Honestly, we wouldn't be able to do any of this vision without you. And that's why I cannot fully express how much I appreciate your financial support of Daily Hope. You know, I don't take a salary in this. This is all a ministry of love. And all of these funds are going to help reach more people. Now, let me give you some exciting news. A generous friend of Daily Hope has offered a $100,000 matching grant so that any gift you give by December 31st this year will be doubled up to $100,000. That means every dollar you give to Daily Hope between now and the end of the year will be doubled. Would you please prayerfully consider how you can give today, how you can reach more people for Jesus in the coming year? And please, while you're at it, pray that I will faithfully teach God's word in a way that will penetrate hearts. Pray for our Daily Hope team as they coordinate our outreach. And most of all, pray for the people we're trying to reach, that their hearts will be prepared to hear the message of the good news of Christ, and that they will come to know the grace of God and grow and mature in their Christian faith. You have a part of the most important task in history. Now, my prayer for you is that God's going to bless you throughout this coming year, and that he will bless you so much that you can be a blessing to others. You know, we're blessed to be a blessing. And my prayer is that he will draw you closer and closer to him. God bless you.
Remember, as Rick just shared, whatever you give today will be doubled by the matching grant up to $100,000, but only till midnight December 31st. Anything not matched will be lost. So please contact us today. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.